There's a dick in my mouth?
In your mouth.
With balls?
A drawing.
With balls, a drawing.
Like a graffiti dick.
It's not in your mouth. It's kind of grazing your lips.
They grazed your lips with the dick. How hilarious is that?
They ruined my poster, my billboard. They ruined it.
I'm sorry. I have one more detail to share.
What?
You're cradling the ball. You're listening to League Podcast Curbcast, Season 12, Episode 6, Gettysburg Address. I'm Matt Durson.
Captain Inferno here.
Get that dick out of your mouth. I was joking with, you know, off air earlier today when we were texting a little bit that this one, not so much just the penis graffiti, but just all the Larry and Jeff talking about, oh, it's some jizz on it. Like, it just made, I'm like, oh, we're going to have to put the explicit tag on this one. This is, there's a lot going on with this one. So I like it. I mean, like, we're coming towards the end of the run, and I feel like they're just, like, getting everything in. But this is always what Curb has been about. You know what I mean? Like, all the different storylines coming together. So
I feel like this was a really, really, really funny episode. Stacey was in the shower and I was watching it, and I was laugh out loud, funny, guffawing.
Guffawing, yes.
Yeah, that's how
I guffawed, much the same way Larry guffawed when he saw the penis on Susie's billboard. Because I did not see that one coming. You know what I mean? Like, that's not a joke that I expected out of this. I don't know why. I just never did, and it just cracked me up so much.
Yeah, so. And that's Larry's laugh, like when he's like when his jaw's all flapping. That's his genuine laugh.
His jaw.
You ever seen him like on a talk show or something, and he's right. Like really having a good time? He laughs yeah. like a cartoon.
He does. You can definitely tell when he's really laughing as opposed to acting. You know, like a person who's laughing.
Yeah. So,
but yeah, that is, it's almost like he had never seen the actual thing, or it just cracks him up every time, which is probably the case. And when he looks at that sign.
Right. It's really funny.
All right. We'll get there though. We'll get there because there's a lot that, as we said, that goes on in this episode. And, we start with Larry and Leon are at this place called Shimon's All You Can Eat Buffet. And Leon is going to town at the at this All You Can Eat Buffet.
Like, are these fresh meatballs? What the fuck is this?
I know.
Oh, fresh crab legs.
I know. He gets everything. And he wants it fresh. I mean, like, I haven't been to one of these All You Can Eat places in a while. Like, we don't really, I guess. There aren't a lot of them around here. There used to be like that old country buffet. Did you ever go to those kinds of places?
No, but I do sometimes go, and I used to go more when I lived at my old place. There's a Chinese buffet place that's mm-hmm. all you can eat down the street from me here. And sometimes I'll go in there and like they do to go, and you load up like those styrofoam containers and they weigh it. And that's how you pay for all you can eat. Or we've sat down in there before too. And it's not that great, but I always know that there's hot food in there and I can get it like in my mouth immediately. Cause when I'm hungry, I always want to eat now. I don't want to wait for them to make it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, anyway, so meanwhile, Larry is, they show Larry in the restroom at the urinal and you know, and then he comes out and he asks Leon if he's ever thought about how much time he wastes urinating in his life. Like, basically, like, and not just Leon, literally everybody, how much time we waste urinating. So that's,
and you
sort
think
of,
it's going to be kind of a throwaway joke, but it becomes yeah, like a big part right. of the story.
Yeah, it's a big part of the episode. Yeah. And Leon, he doesn't really think about how much time, but he thinks about, he wants a car that runs on piss.
The pius.
Yeah. And he describes to Larry how much you drink a lot of water, put your dick up to that little hole, you know, like just pull over to the side of the road and piss in there, and then you have like a full tank of gas. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if that's possible, but there are those people that have those cars that supposedly run on like oil from like McDonald's or something. You ever heard of this? Like
oh, yeah. That's popular in the music community. They'll take. Like,
oh, really?
They call it like a conversion. They convert their tour bus, and a lot of times they're like old school buses.
Right.
And they go into restaurants and say, like, hey, you got any old oil? And they say, like, on the back, like, powered by vegetable oil.
Oh, so it works? It actually...
Yeah, it works. They have, like, a special kind of engine. You have to, like, you can't just put it in a regular car.
Right,
but
right.
You can, you know, take your bus apart and put a new engine in there and replace all the fueling. And it runs on that stuff.
Wow, all right.
It's
cool.
Basically, I think it's like a diesel engine. They call it like biodiesel.
Oh, how about that? There you go. Well, I guess it's good. I mean, it's good.
I don't even know if they do that too much anymore, but I think that was like an early 2000s thing. All the hip bands would be like, yeah, we converted our school bus.
Well, I mean, I guess with the price of gas, I mean, if restaurants are just going to throw it away anyway, so...
Yeah, and I mean, this was kind of before electric cars were sort of
more
popular too, you know.
I tell you, I've thought, you know, sometimes when I'm paying what I pay for gas these days, I'm like, damn, man. Wish I could just go to McDonald's or whatever. Leon tries to go to get another plate. Larry's giving him a little bit of shit because it's like his fourth one. And I think that's actually what gets the attention of Shimon, who owns the restaurant, and he is played by Ike Barinholtz.
That guy's hilarious.
Yeah. No, he
from like Always Sunny and everything.
Yeah. He is very funny. And he was on Mindy Project and yeah, he's been in a lot of stuff. So yeah, he comes over and he says, no, you know, cut off. And Leon's like, it's all you can eat. And you know, he fights about it. He's like, not all you can eat. There has to be some limits and whatever. He's yelling at him. He's like, well, who are you? And he says, and Leon says, he's the Wendy of this motherfucker or something like that. And he's like, yes, I'm the Wendy. It's just.
He's like, do you want me to put on the little pigtails and freckles? You can when you get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Kicks him out.
They are banned.
Banned Leon for life.
Yep. Leon is banned. Banned. Which is really funny to me. I don't know. I that's like a thing. They did that on Seinfeld before too. Kramer was banned from a fruit stand, but he really liked the fruit and whatever. So he's in Jerry Inn, and then Jerry got banned, and like it was just, I don't know, it was just funny.
So and he I don't was know. Saying like, and Larry, even though they get into this big argument, and he's like, you ate a reasonable amount of food, pointing to Larry. He's like, I only had one plate because the food stinks. And then they go, you stink, you're banned. You still have a chance. You can come back.
Yeah.
He's like, okay. And then on the way out, it's like, you, I don't ever want to see you. The only other person I had to ban from here was Gary Busey.
Yeah. I know. Gary Busey was.
And Larry checks in. He's like, but I'm okay. He's like, you're okay.
He's like defending Leon, but he's also kind of like, but I can come back, you know, like it's really funny. Yeah, so it's kind of like fake defense of Leon, but yeah. And then Leon says, fuck you, Wendy, which that's a great thing. But then they go out and Leon's still hungry, so he wants dessert, and he says, don't leave me here. But I think Larry does, but like before that, Larry sees Ted dancing. And he says, hey, how's it going? And there they chat. And he says he's playing Lincoln in a new play. And Lori Loughlin is playing Mary Todd. And he says, hey, you know, can you do me a favor? She's a big golfer, but no country clubs will touch her because of, you know, the Varsity Blues scandal.
Yeah, she paid. What was it like? She paid.
Yeah.
Somebody to get her daughter into college or something.
Yeah.
Like that.
I mean, she bribed. Yeah. I mean,
I got to tell you, sometimes, like, that's like a name that I know, but it's not really a celebrity I kind of would care about at all. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Even Sienna Miller, kind of in a way, it's like I had to, like, look her up. when it's like, wait, who is that? Like, I recognize the name, but why? You know what I mean?
Right. No, absolutely. Absolutely. I did too when it came to Sienna Miller. I do remember Laura. Well, I remember the scandal, but even before that, I was like, I think she was on Seinfeld, and that was how I remembered her, which she was. But we'll get to that in a second. But yeah, I mean, I'm just gonna say that I found that to be, and maybe because at the time I worked at a college, and I just found that pretty shitty. I mean, I was not a fan of that. And like Larry's kind of like, oh well, yeah, I'm for pulling for the underdog. Like, nah, that's shitty. I don't care if you're rich. You should. I mean, as it is, a lot of rich people get their kids into college anyway. But I think she was just more overt about it. I
Oh,
mean,
yeah,
just
right,
you
right.
know what I mean? Like, name a building, you know, whatever. But like, she was just whatever. But it really that kind of pissed me off. But like here, I don't know. Now I don't know how to feel because here she's clearly laughing at herself. So.
Yeah, she, I mean, it was long enough ago that everyone can kind of be like, oh, all right, you know?
Yeah, right. But anyway, she's been blackballed from all the country clubs, and he says, maybe you can get her into yours. And Larry's like, sure, I can try. You know, I mean, I'll put a good word in. And he's like, oh,
Well, yeah,
thanks.
Larry really
Great.
wants to play up his underdog thing since he
Right. After the
since he fell
whole
off.
Atlanta thing. So then, but here's this, though. So this is, I know, you know, nothing gets by me, but. Ted says, yeah, you worked with her on Seinfeld, right? And Larry says, no, I wasn't there for that episode. And Ted, just like the therapist a couple episodes ago, says, oh, but you came back for the finale, right? And Larry pauses for a second and says, yeah, I was back for the finale. So
So
it's
what does
like,
this mean? Be the Seinfeld interpreter here, because this one we're meant as the audience to really reflect on that. Like, because Larry's has this look in his face, and he's kind of
all
in
right.
camera almost, and is like,
Well,
like, why
kind.
is he so reflective about that? Why is it being mentioned to him twice now?
I mean, okay, here, this is a funny thing. And I feel like even people, it was 25, well, like 26, I guess, almost years ago, the Seinfeld finale. And it was pretty much universally panned as being terrible. Like, and I know most finales are usually don't satisfy everybody, right? But
Yeah.
this one was panned. Like everybody thought it was stupid. And, you know, it's not great. And I'm not going to lie to you. As a fan of the show, I don't know. It wasn't great. So I think this is Larry either. I don't know. I think because he was brought back specifically to work in the finale. And I think he probably thought he did a good job and everyone else hated it. So either he's trying, I don't
Right.
know. Like Larry on the show, I don't know. Like, this is, you know, where it gets weird. Like, which Larry are we talking to? I'm sure Larry in real life, Larry doesn't care, but he might think it's funny. People will still talk about bad that finale was. And I think he thinks, like, I don't know. Like, this is almost a chance to do it right. Or, I mean, Larry, curb Larry? I don't know. You know, like, we'll see. But they're definitely building towards it because that's twice that they've mentioned. That he worked in the finale. So.
And yeah, I mean, is it just like Chekhov's finale? Like, yeah, as we've kind of said before, like, how are they going to recreate it or something?
Yeah, I think you know, it's probably bringing up a lot of memories for people. We'll see. But like I said, it's been many years. It's pro people can probably laugh at it now. And I think that's what Larry's doing. So. I don't know if you remember even on the Seinfeld reunion episode, the Seinfeld reunion season of Curb, right? And he's going
Yeah.
around and he was sitting with Jason Alexander and he's like, yeah, we're gonna, you know, do you want to come back to do like a revival? And Jason Alexander says, yeah, we can finally make up for the finale. And Larry's like, there was nothing wrong with the finale.
It's been a long-tailed joke in
Yeah.
within Curb.
Exactly. Even in Curb, it's been brought up a few times. So I just want to point out too. So Lori Loughlin was on one of my favorite episodes, which was there was this, she played Jerry's girlfriend, and
Was she
he's
on like more than once?
No, she was only on once.
Okay.
But to me, it was very memorable. She like played his girlfriend, and like she's like, "Oh, like I made plans to do this tonight," and he's like, "Oh, I had tickets to the Knick game." She's like, "Oh, well, I made plans for this," and he's like, "All right," and she's like, "Well, aren't you mad?" And he's like, "No, it's fine. We can do whatever, and she's like, "Why don't you get mad?" And he's like, "I don't know." And he's like, "You never get mad." And then she wants him to express himself, like show some emotions. And then once he expresses a little bit of emotion at all, like Pandora's box, it all just opens. He
It all
gets
comes
emotional
flying
about
out.
everything. Yeah, it's one of my favorite things. The emotional Jerry. At one point, he's crying and he says, "What is this salty discharge?" Like he doesn't know what it is. It's really
I
funny.
vaguely remember this episode too.
Yeah, it is a classic. So before Lori Loughlin was a scandalous person, she was on a classic episode of Seinfeld. So check it out. All right. So, anyways, Larry he leaves Ted. Ted actually says, "Oh, you can come to the play too," which is nice. Come see him as Lincoln. I don't know if you remember, there was a previous episode where Ted Danson played Robert E. Lee. Kind of funny. He's playing all these Civil War.
Oh, really? That's funny.
Yeah. Anyway, so he goes to see the sort of like Susie is unveiling her new billboard for her new business.
Catches caftan.
Catches Captain. The billboard is just her sitting in like a robe, like a caftan, like a robe. And Larry's like, "Look at this. You're plastered all over Santa Monica Boulevard here." And she's like, "Yeah, isn't it great?" And they're just shooting the shit about it. And then he says, "Ah, oh, no, I gotta go. I got a date with Sienna Miller." And he's like, "Yeah, because of Atlanta." Because she's like, "She doesn't want to do it, you old fuck." Like she gets.
Right.
And Susie says, "Hey, why don't you mention Catch's caftan? It would flow beautifully on her figure," she says. And Larry says, "You think she's gonna wear that fucking thing?" Larry goes home. He goes into his bathroom and he puts a copy of the Gettysburg Address on the wall to read while he's taking a piss. That's what he's going to do. He wants to
Yeah, he's
take
going to
advantage.
educate himself because he
Yeah.
should spend all these hours urinating and not learning anything.
Now, do you remember? I don't remember what season or what episode. There was an episode where Larry and Jeff had a conversation. All right, so this is going to be long. Larry showed up at Jeff's house with a cane, right? And Jeff said, "What's this? What's with the cane?" He says, "Oh, I fell off the toilet because Cheryl's father-in-law left the seat up or whatever." And he's like, "What? How does that matter to you?" And he's like, "Well, I pee sitting down." And he's like, "You pee sitting down?" And he's like, "Yeah, because I like to read." He said he liked to read the New York Times. He's like, "If I pee 20 times a day, I can read the whole New York Times." And Jeff's like, "Why are you peeing 20 times a day?" But yeah, so that was the whole. So this is not the first time that Larry has tried to do something while he's urinating. But anyway, so yeah, he starts reading the Gettysburg Address. He puts it above his toilet. It's pretty funny. Sienna Miller. So this date has been built up now for like the whole season, basically. And they're going to her new movie. It's like one
Yeah,
of his
because
friends.
even Susie says, wait, Irma's gone?
Oh
Yeah,
yeah,
she's
that's
gone.
right. He's gone. I know. Yeah, he says he's out there. But yeah, so he's got. They're going to her new movie, and it's friends and family, is the one of those screenings that it's not like for people. It's just friends and family or whatever, I guess. But they're sitting down. They're joking like, "You can't have my popcorn or whatever," and all that. And then she says she's nervous. He's like, "Oh, aren't you shooting another movie?" And she says, "Yeah, I'm like Rachel and the Rug Merchants." And he's like, "What is that?" And she says, "Oh, it's a Jewish parable." And he's like, "I don't know." I don't think he believes her Jewish, conversion thing.
Yeah, he's like, I never heard of that. And then he's like, "What? So, what is it with her and the rug merchants? Are they having an affair?
Right.
Did she measure her tent and get the wrong size? And was there a stain on it? Did she want a discount?"
I know. He goes, he's trying to find out about this fake.
And the movie starts to play, like, or well, they dissolve into the movie playing, but they kind of like fade out of him, like, keeping like all these different things. So what happened with him?
Yeah, what happened with the record? Yeah. This movie looks so ridiculous. Like, Sienna Miller is wearing this ridiculous, like, wig. I mean, I you know, whatever. Actresses wear wigs a lot, but, like, it becomes part of the plot later. But, yeah, she's wearing – I was like, who is that? Oh, that's Sienna Miller.
Yeah, and it's, like, very much like a Susie Essman, you know, like, very Jew-fro-y kind of wig, you know?
It kind of is. And, like, she's running around a park. Her son has been lost. And she's eating, like, an apple while she's, like, screaming his name, looking for him. And it's very dramatic.
Well, did you notice, too, like, she looks down and – or the camera pans, and it's, like, a Godzilla.
Yeah,
it's a Godzilla toy drop. And it kind of, like, it kind of had echoes of, like, a T2, like, playground scene, you know? Like,
yeah, kind of.
Like, zooming, you know, like, the empty swing, the toys being swinging, dropped and stuff. Yeah. And it's, I think it's always funny when they have to shoot a movie. Like, they had to shoot this part, which I'm sure they can do with their regular, like, red cameras and drones or whatever. But I was like, oh, they, like, made this look like a movie. I thought that was funny.
Yeah, the movie in a movie or movie in a TV show or...
The dialogue and stuff is, like, completely ridiculous. She's like, have you seen Johnny Crunch? She's biting her apple.
Yeah, she's eating the apple.
He's wearing a green and black checkered shirt. Crunch into the apple to, like, some dog walker. He's like, no, I haven't seen anything, man.
Yeah, so Larry actually leans over to him. He's like, I notice you eat a lot of fruit in your movies. Like, and he starts bringing up, like, all kinds of weird fruits. Like, oh, yeah, like a, like, not boysenberry, because that was the one a couple episodes ago. I forget what the fruit was. He was like, yeah.
It was another berry. It was like elderberry or something like that.
Some kind of fruit. And she's like, very, you could tell she's like not, she's kind of put off or whatever. And she's like, I'm trying to watch.
And At first I thought maybe he kind of was being critic about it, but he's just being Larry, just like asking a question. Like, he's kind of like psychoanalyzing it. Maybe it helps. He's just kind of like, he's almost encouraging, like, he thinks she should eat the fruit, you know? Like,
yeah, it's like part, like, of her process.
Maybe it's part of your process, you know? It's just you, and she didn't realize it. It's like a tic she has or something.
Yeah, like, and he's like, oh, like, he, yeah, he's not being critical. I think he's just legitimately wondering if this is a thing that she does. Yeah, and then she's just like, I'm trying to watch. So he's like, all right. So he takes his jacket off and drapes it over the back of his chair, like the way you know, the shoulders over the sides, kind of, you know, like, I don't even know how to describe it. But, you know, when you hang a jacket on a chair, the guy behind him is like, hey, you're in my area. And he's like, no, this is perfectly draped, or beautifully draped, I think he says. And they go back and forth for a while. He's like, oh, you're you know, and this is how, where am I supposed to put the jacket? And the guy says, put it on the seat in front of you. He's like, put it on the seat in front of me. Like, it's just really funny. Like, they have that sort of yelling, that movie theater yelling, you know. Sienna Miller is like, would you stop it? And then he leans over and says, by the way, you're very good. That was pretty funny. So then we have another scene of Larry memorizing the Gettysburg Address while he's peeing. And when he's at the club to speak on behalf of Lori Loughlin, he does it sort of in the style of Abe Lincoln. Sort of quotes the Gettysburg Address.
This is so funny, like, all his little ad libs. Like, 87 years ago, they set aside this parcel of land to make sure that men could have fun and women could not. But times have changed for the better. And then he was like saying other stuff that's probably like direct references to the Gettysburg Address, like, just like Hiram Goldblatt, who donated this parcel of land. And then he's like, takes a pause and goes, to play pickleball.
Pickleball. That's great. I love, he says something, yeah, like, of specific people, by specific people, and for specific people. Because it's a club. Yeah, like, it doesn't let everybody in. So it's almost like the anti-Gettysburg Address.
And then he wraps it into Auntie Ray at the end. He goes, and just like that woman was thirsty in Atlanta, Lori Loughlin is thirsty.
That's right. He comes out. He's like, you're all in. Like, tells her she's good. And you just have to play a couple of rounds with the members, with the members, and I'll play with you. So, that's just kind of set up for later. Meanwhile, he's driving home. He drives past Susie's billboard. And then, as we pointed out, there is a giant penis next to her mouth. And I didn't know if they were going to, mention this or if they just did it to be funny. But, yeah, she definitely... The way her hands are sort of like out, she looks like she on the balls. It cracked me up. It cracks up Larry. It's hilarious. Yeah. So he goes to Jeff and Susie's house, and Jeff and he are cracking up too. Like, Larry and Jeff are cracking up. And Susie's like mad that they're so happy. And she's like, I'm going to get them to take that down. And she said, I don't even give blowjobs, do I, Jeff? And Jeff's like, well, there you go.
So he goes, what, do you want me to agree with you? But Jeff is dying laughing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And Larry thinks that her business is, he's like, you're going to get more business this way. And people are going to be like, oh, yeah, did you see that? Anyways, then Jeff asked him about Sienna, and he says, oh, I texted her twice. She never texted me back. And he says, they're having some problems with her on that new movie. And Larry's like, I wonder if it's the fruit. And he starts to think about that whole fruit thing. And then he goes to the bathroom. He starts reciting the Gettysburg Address. And they're like, hey, shut up in there.
That's enough.
So he's going home. He pulls over. He sees Shimon jogging. And he won't stop. Like, he's like, oh, hey, I need to talk to you. And he does that jogging in place thing, which is pretty annoying. He's like, can you stop jogging? He's like, nah, I have to keep going. So he asked him about Leon, about maybe unbanning him. And it's a really weird conversation because he's like, what about all you can eat? It says all you can eat. And he said, well, within reason or whatever. He's like, you don't masturbate more or something. Like, he said, if you have a sign in your room that says masturbate or something.
Shimon says... Shimon says, let's say you have a sign in your bedroom that says you can masturbate all you want, but you masturbate five times.
Yeah.
You're going to masturbate a sixth time? And Larry says, no, you can't do it that many times. There's no water left.
Yeah, it's just like you pointed out earlier, the well has run dry.
Yeah, and Shimon goes, and it's because you're ashamed. And Larry goes, if you were ashamed, why would you do it five other times?
Now LD is banned as well, and he's like, oh, come on, you think I give a shit about this? Or it's like, the shit is gone from my life. I think he says something like that. And then it's really funny. He says, hey, you're from Israel. Have you ever heard about Rachel and the Rug Merchants? And he's like, no, I never heard of it. And then he says, shalom, bitch.
Well, he says... He said, I know the tale of the Rachel said, Rachel right. said, you're banned to the Rug Merchants.
That's right. So anyways, now here he is. Lori Loughlin is golfing with Larry and some of the members, and she's there ready to start. She's all excited. And Larry says, they don't allow carts today or whatever. There's some rule right now, like you can't have carts.
I looked that up because I'm so not a sporty, but I guess sometimes if the grounds are wet, they don't want the carts on the green.
Right. I think it must mess up.
It said like a no cart day or something.
Yeah. Like a no cart day. And she's, oh no, not a problem for me. And she takes out this blue flag, which is I guess a handicap sort of, or whatever, because she later on, she does have a handicap sticker on her car, but yeah, this is basically saying, I need this.
Larry's like, wait, you need a doctor's note for that.
Yeah. She says, oh yeah, I have Epstein-Barr. And he's like, really? And she said, well, one hematologist thinks so.
No, what did the other hematologist say?
Yeah, he's kind of, at this point, he's a little confused, but like, you know, he doesn't really suspect anything. But they go over and they're playing golf, and I guess it's 2-on-2. And Larry has, we've seen this before, Larry will wager on, you know, the game, a friendly wager with whoever he's playing. And so she's like, come on, Larry, I want to beat those bastards. We need to make this putt. I want to win some money. And he misses the putt. And she's like, way to read a green. She's like, really mean. Anyways, yeah, she also, like, they're done. She also invites him to the play. And yeah, her car is there and she has a handicap sticker. And he said, oh, because of the Epstein bar. She's like, what? Like, she didn't even remember her
yeah,
own
she
line.
Forgot that.
So anyways, now we have this great, great sort of montage of Larry pissing everywhere in public restrooms. And he's got the Gettysburg Address with him. Like, he brings like a small little printout of the Gettysburg Address, like, everywhere. They even show him pissing by the side of the road, like in like the grass.
Yeah, like reciting. Now it's like just memory. Now he's just memorizing it and doing right. the dialogue as if he was in the play. Now, since we know that Ted's, I'm going to go off on a thing that I predicted would happen in the episode.
Right.
That didn't, but I was like, so Ted's going to be Lincoln, and parallel time for no other reason that Larry wants to learn it. He's learning the Gettysburg Address. We already saw him apply his new skills to Laurie Loughlin. But also I was like, what's gonna happen? Is Ted gonna like be not be able to do the Gettysburg Address and Larry will have to finish it from the audience or have to go backstage and put on the costume and act it out for Ted because he can't remember it or something? You know, I was just like,
I was
kind of
thinking the
like,
same thing. I thought he's gonna have to sub in for Ted or something like that. Yeah. But I don't say, I mean, like, do you think he did the Gettysburg, he picked the Gettysburg Address because Ted said he was Lincoln? You know what I mean? Like, it was kind of in his head.
No, I don't think
you
so.
You think it was just random? That, like, he could have picked
it was
anything.
Just,
he could have picked
He's
any.
Like, yeah. Yeah. I think it's a convenient thing that he remembered.
All right. Yeah. I mean, it's fine. But I was just curious.
Yeah. I don't think that he was like, I don't know. I don't think he was jealous of Ted or anything. I just,
No. Maybe, I don't mean that. I just mean like it was something because he's like, what could
maybe,
I do?
Yeah,
what
maybe he do? Was like, oh, or I guess, you know, yeah, like he put the thought in his head that Ted was going to be in that thing. He's like, oh, well, maybe I'll learn the Gettysburg Address.
Yeah, no, he's going to be Lincoln. I'll do the Gettysburg Address. He could have picked anything, but you know, I don't know. But I love it. Like when he gets to the end, in like a public men's room, a bunch of people applaud. classic. So meanwhile, later
yeah,
night,
he's like at the basketball game and just reciting yeah. it as he's pissing in there.
Yeah, and everybody's like, yeah! So meanwhile, him and Leon, late at night, they drive up to Shimon's and they just paint not in front of all you can eat. It's just a weird thing. I mean, I know why they did it, but it's so funny. It's like, not all you can eat. And then Leon, as he's running away after he paints it, he goes, fuck you, Shimon. He gets in the car and they drive away.
He goes, 5 pounds of short ribs and 10 pounds of fuck you, Shimon.
That's right. So, yeah, meanwhile, Susie is getting a post-penis bump, they say. She's getting a bump in sales. Sales are up. And then they said, you know what you need? You need a second dick. How about one up the ass? Like, they get really with a little jizz. Like, it's hilarious. Like, how they get really, you know.
Yeah, because she's saying, like, my CFO just got off the phone with me, and he's saying that we've gotten 250% more sales.
Yeah, but she still wants to take it down. Like, she still wants the penis gone. But they're like, you should get a second penis. You should double down on it.
And she goes, Warren Buffett never had a plan that included a penis on the face.
Right.
That's not how he got
Warren
rich.
Buffett. Yeah.
And then like and as Larry's like talking about the dicks, Jeff goes, wow, it sounds like you're in a musical. Because he just keeps saying dicks and dicks and dicks over and over again. And then Larry goes, as a shrewd businesswoman, I think it's incumbent on you to consider this as an option. So just strictly as far as money's concerned,
right?
Consider that this is beneficial to you. Maybe you should have another dick up the ass or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. And a little bit of jizz on your chest. So, all right. Then, so next, he goes to see Sienna Miller on the set of her movie. The movie is The Riveter. She's like, she's in costume as the, like, Rosie the Riveter. He knows it's not going well. And she's like, he's apologizing for the jacket thing. But she's like, Larry, I don't care. This is not going well. I think I'm going to get fired. And he says, well, is it because of the fruit? And he takes a pear out of his pocket. So they go, she's filming a scene, again, a very emotional scene. And she takes out the pear and she starts eating it. It's about, like, she finds out her husband has been killed in the war. And
so I have to interrupt. So
yeah.
So I paused it because I was like, what is so familiar about this? And then what is on the back of Larry's director's chair? And it's the story of Rosie the Riveter. It's called The Riveter, and there's a picture of her, her supposedly her main character, like,
yeah,
she's the famous Rosie the Riveter with the you know, flexing, yeah, looking awesome, and, yep, and everything like that, and she's got her hair in the Liberty rolls it's bright red, the general, the military guy comes up and hands her a letter and finds out her husband died in World War II and because he went to flight school. And the mom is there sleeping and she's like snoring and she kind of looks like the mom from The Sopranos, but she's like snoring. She's snoring. And she's like, I'll make some coffee, like very picturesque, like 50s. Housewife thing.
Right. Well, she blames her. She's like, it's your fault. You told him to go into the Air Force. He didn't want to go to the Air Force. And then she spits the pear out on him.
Yeah, she spits it on the sleeping grandma. It's so funny.
She's like, it's just... Yeah, and so Larry is sitting there. There are all the crews around. It's apparently the actual crew of Curb, which is great. Like,
funny. Oh. And it the little like nod right before she goes into her monologue where Larry like fakes bites into the apple, like bite into me, encouraging her. That was really funny too.
And the director like turns to him as she's doing it and like they're like, yeah, she's got it. And they were like, that was fantastic. That was great. I mean, it's so perfect. But I mean, so ridiculous that she's eating a pear.
And wouldn't you think that if something so specific, like eating a pear, eating anything in a movie, like is written into the script or the
right
direction or something, you know, just like you're just going to incorporate a pear into the scene or in all of her movies.
Right. Whereas even no
he said, like, point. Didn't you eat a lot of fruit in Anatomy of a Scandal as well?
Yeah. And she was like, I don't even like fruit, Larry. But yeah, like they're all happy. She comes over, like the scene is over. They're like, and he brings up, like, she's like happy with him again. Like he was, you know, he thought it was over, but now she's all happy. And then he brings up.
Giving her a high five. And she's like, you really saved me out, Larry, you know.
Yeah. And then really he's like, me. You know, I was asking people about Rachel and the Rug Merchant. And she's like. Oh, what? Like, you know, like, I don't think it exists. And then, or Schmite. Last week, or in the, yeah, last week's episode, she said, I got a Schmite. He's like, I don't think.
Yeah, he said, I don't know that word. He said it a couple times. Like, yeah. I don't really know what that
is. I don't think Schmite is a thing. And then she's like, all right, well, look, I got to get out of this wig. It's killing me. And he's like, you know what? I don't think I've ever seen your real hair. And then on the night of the Oscars, this aired this night as the Oscars. She screams at him. She has, I have alopecia, you asshole. And she storms off. And he's like, don't, Schmite. Don't
Schmeidt.
I mean, it just.
What does the Oscars have to do with anything?
Well, that was we find out in a couple of minutes here, like the whole Will Smith, Chris Rock thing, right? Because he said that. Oh, why can't it? Jada
that's
Pinkett,
when he smacked
that's,
her. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah. That was the whole thing. Wait. We'll get there. There's another funny scene where they're at the golf course again. He's playing with Lori Loughlin again, and she got their tee time moved up. And Larry's like, "How'd you do that? I can never get." They said they were full, and she's like, "Oh, I was nice to the starter." And Larry goes over to him and he says, "How did Lori Loughlin get her tee time moved?" And he says, "Well, I can think of 50 reasons," which I thought was pretty funny. So, like, yeah, she's bribing people again. And then she lies about her score because she's like, "Oh, I got a 5." He's like, "You got a 5? Did you hit? You got your ball? You found your ball? Like, if you hit the ball into like the rough, say, you know, and you can't find it, it's like a stroke penalty in golf." And she's like, "Oh no, I found it." And he's like, "Oh, you got a 5, huh?"
It's just like when Larry was like, when he hit that guy, he was supposed
right.
to
he like, wanted
gone
to,
back
right. He was taking to go back the tee. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I love it. Like, if you don't, I mean, if you know golf, you know, or whatever, if you don't know golf, maybe you don't get this joke. But she said, "Oh, yeah, I had a good lie." He's like, "Yeah, you had a good lie." And that's like a golf term. Like, you play it where it lies, you know, and stuff like that. But
and he's like, "You had a good lie."
So, anyways, Larry's driving by the billboard as a second dick, just like they wanted. So anyways, but meanwhile, they're at the theater. This is like the part I was just talking about. So they're waiting, you know, Susie and Jeff are outside waiting for the play to start, Ted and Lori's play. And the guy says, "Hey, you're the lady with the dick." And she's like, "Oh, I can't believe that." Like, and Jeff, she's like, "Go and say something. You can't let him get away with that." And so Jeff goes over and says, I have to do this for my wife. Just pretend I'm going to slap you. Or he says, "On the count of three," or something like that. Like, "Move your head." It's like the lamest thing. How you could ever think that this was an actual slap. But yeah. So Jeff pretends to slap this guy. And Susie's like, but I mean, it's exactly like Will Smith. And he even says, "Keep my wife's name out of your motherfucking mouth," which is what Will Smith said to Chris Rock at the Oscars. I mean, did they know? They must have known it was going to air the night of the Oscars, right?
I guess so. I mean, the kind of like, I thought the whole thing was funny. I didn't associate it with that.
Thing, oh,
so not the right person to ask.
If you don't remember like that whole funny thing.
I do remember it now that you reminded me, but I didn't think about it not once in the 3 times that I watched it. So.
Well,
just went over my head, I guess.
So what the joke was that Jada Pinkett Smith was bald, right? Because she has alopecia or what, and he made a joke. Chris
no,
Rock.
No, I get it.
Host,
I get it now.
Right?
I get it now. But
I'm just telling the world, right? So like it's like a twofold joke.
Everybody else probably got it. I just didn't.
All right. So Larry goes in. He's sitting next to Cheryl at the play for Ted and. I don't know if you noticed this. So, like, they open the program, and Lori Loughlin, who is Mary Todd, I don't know what this play is about, but her bio
is huge. It's a fake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Her bio is huge.
Yeah, she, like,
Ted Danson,
got herself.
Which is, like, one paragraph.
Yeah, and, like, her picture's big, and, the Playbill page one or page three. Well, it's page one. But yeah, it's all small. It's like she gets whatever she wants.
Yeah, she does. So anyways, so Larry's sitting there, and then the Chinese waiter from last episode, the fish stuck guy, sits right in front of him. And Larry's like, "Oh, aren't you the waiter from the chips?" And he says, "Yes." He said, "How's the fish?" And he gives him the same line about the fish is fine. The fish is downtown, or go to a restaurant downtown. Yeah.
And I wonder if maybe that he is telling the truth and they are going to go to that other restaurant maybe by the end of the season and the fish will be there. I
Yeah,
started wondering that.
maybe. And now that it's almost like Chekhov's fish, right? Like, I thought that was going to be a one-off, but now they have brought it up twice.
Right, Chekhov's fish.
Just like Chekhov's finale. But I love it. Larry says, Lincoln would free the fish. This is great. And they do the fish dog thing again.
Fish stuck, fish dead.
Fish fine. So, and then the waiter hangs his jacket over the back of the chair, but he does it poorly. He doesn't do it beautifully. He doesn't drape it beautifully like Larry did. And Larry's
And he
like,
has like
hey,
a
what are you doing?
long, it's a longer coat. It's like a floor length coat. It's
Yeah, and
different.
it's in his area. So,
And he goes, "You didn't drape this beautifully."
yeah. So Cheryl tells them to shut up. So then the play goes along and we get to the Gettysburg Address scene. And Larry, because of all his memorizing of the Gettysburg Address, has been while he's been peeing, it makes him have to go to the bathroom. And he's like, I have to get up, I have to get up. And Cheryl's like, just hold it. It's almost over. He's like, and then I love it. He says, it's bad. So
Oh man, I hate feeling like that. That is
yeah,
the worst. When you
it
like
is.
absolutely cannot, if you're in a car or something, and you're like, this is
Yeah.
bad. I really need to go. You start like looking around like, can I like pull over and like just piss off guardrail over there or something? Like,
Yeah.
I'm in
Oh, I
pain. I'm
know.
in pain.
Yeah. I remember when I was sick, like back, with the Wegners, I was on some antibiotics that made me have to go a lot. And like, yeah, it was painful. It would, and it, sometimes it would just come out of nowhere. It was just like, I'd just be like, oh my
Right.
God, I have to go. So, yeah, I know how he feels. We all know how he feels. So he gets up, but he tries to get up because he can't wait. And his foot gets stuck on the guy's jacket. The waiter's jacket, and he says, "Foot stuck." That was great. Instead of fish stuck, it was foot stuck. And then he tries to like yank it out, and he falls. Then we assume the worst happened. As soon as Ted gets to the end of the Gettysburg Address, Larry obviously pissed himself.
He
And
did,
I,
because in
yeah.
the caption it says urinating sounds.
And even Ted on stage, dressed as Lincoln, goes, Larry, come on.
Yeah, so what the fuck? Come on, man.
Come on, man. And Cheryl is there watching. Like, everybody's watching. So in the sort of the final
And
scene
he's gonna
here.
drive home. And I was
Yeah.
worried about his pants. I mean, they gotta be
Yeah. How
soaked
does
with piss, right?
it? Yeah. I don't know if this is right after. Maybe this is another night, but does he? But in the next scene, whatever, I don't know, he's driving home and he sees a billboard for Sienna Miller's movie that he watched with her earlier, and someone drew a dick in her mouth.
Yeah, and he goes, oh.
And he makes a U-turn to go back and look at it, and a cop pulls him over. She's like, sir, do you know that was an illegal U-turn? And he's like, well, I had to see that. I went on a date with her. And I love the cop says, you're like 50 years older than her. He's like, yes, there is an age difference, but she wanted to go out with me. She pursued me, he said. So yeah, and he's explaining the whole thing, like explaining everything. Because you know how Larry does. He explains like every little thing that he doesn't have to do. So I wanted to take a picture of it. Yes, I took an illegal
Yeah, and
U-turn.
he's just trying to be honest with the cop, Like, he's just like, this is what
Yeah,
happened.
yeah. And then he sees, the cop sees the cans of spray paint in the back seat. And she's like, sir, what, I mean, that looks like evidence that you did this. That you graffitied the billboard. She said, we've been having a lot of billboards with graffiti on them. And she sees the spray paint. She thinks it's him. He says, oh no. I use that to paint not on the on the all you can eat sign, because and she's like, you just admitted to a crime. She said, you're under arrest. And he's like, no, I can't draw a dick, maybe a breast. And then, like, yeah, they arrested him, and he says, "I didn't know she had alopecia."
Being hauled off, and that's
Yeah,
the end scene. That's the end of
that's
that
yep, the
episode.
end of the episode. So now he's getting arrested again, but I don't know. This is not for this isn't for something good. I mean, this is for. But it was funny too, because he admitted he killed. He admitted doing it. He admitted painting the spray painting the sign. So I don't know what they're
Right,
gonna do. But
and Leo left the spray paint in the car, and one of the
yeah,
cans was yellow, even though they didn't,
I know they didn't use
but
it,
the yellow is but because yellow is on Sienna Miller's movie sign,
right. The yellow,
the
the dick was
big yellow.
yellow. Yeah. I wonder if we're gonna find out like if who was doing this, or if it was if it's part of anything, or
Yeah,
what.
who
Who
knows?
painted
Do you
these
think Larry
dicks?
did it?
Well, I don't think he did it. Well, he obviously didn't do it to Susie's because he thought it was a great, he would have, I'm sure he would have just admitted it if he did.
Yeah, he
But
would have been all proud.
yeah, he would have said, "Look, your business, doubled." But this is gonna be, I mean, this obviously, getting arrested and all these legal troubles, and I don't know how it's gonna all work out.
In the finale,
And the
the
finale, yep.
Seinfeld finale,
The
check on
Seinfeld finale. Yep.
Seinfeld finale.
Chekhov's finale. Yeah, man, we're getting down there. And we'll have to see how it
Down to the
goes.
wire.
Down to the
Down to the wire.
wire, definitely. I mean, this was episode six. The next one is episode seven. And they're doing 10, we said, right? So
Yeah, we're almost at the end.
yeah. Man, it's a little sad. Sad,
Yeah,
but
sad. Last week we were sad for Richard Lewis, and this week we're
yeah.
sad for other reasons.
Well, I mean,
Just
different
the
kind of
inevitability
sadness.
of it.
Yeah, the end of Curb. Just so you know, the quick
Well, it's
little.
like, you know what it's like? It's it, we were when we met up the other day, it was like talking about like the tragic death of somebody and then a double whammy day where the tragic death of our comic book store.
Yes.
The same thing. Yeah, it's like, two sad things. They're not the
Yeah.
same.
No,
Keep
no,
saying that it's not the same. Still sad. That's
no.
all. Still sad. Still at the same time. Tragic death of Richard Lewis. Tragic death of the show, Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah. Not the same, but
Not the same. Not the same.
so just according to IMDb, next. The next episode is called The Dream Scheme. It says an acquaintance from the club asks too much of Larry. Jeff and Freddie both use Larry's tactics to get out of unwanted obligations. I don't know what all that means, but we'll find out next week.
Well, Larry keeps saying too, like he said it like a couple times this season. It's like, I don't like to be asked for favors. Don't
Right.
ask me for favors. Please don't.
So he
It, like
must.
that's a hell of a way to start a sentence.
That's right. He says that he hates asking for favors almost as much as he hates doing favors.
Yeah.
So we'll have to see how that works out. I don't know. It sounds like he comes up with something, and Jeff and Funkhauser both use it. So.
Yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait. Well, and also like we need to have Freddie and Larry talk after they've been found out. Or
That's
well,
right.
we don't even know if they know that they're found out.
Well,
You know
that's
what I mean?
true. All they have are all Larry has are some bricks saying that he was an asshole or whatever. But Freddie doesn't know. We don't know what happened to Freddie and what's her name? Cinderella there, the Disney woman. So, oh yeah, we'll have to see how they wrap that up. I hope there's at least a line or two in there about what happened. I have a feeling we will see Irma again. So,
Oh, no doubt. No
yeah.
doubt.
Anyways, thanks for listening. I think that's about it. Don't forget, check us out, leaguepodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts. And also check us out on YouTube. Post our episodes there. Clay posts our episodes. I shouldn't say we, because I don't Have anything to do with it. But there's some content over there. Find us on YouTube as well.
But were it not 15 years ago, our forefather, Matt Durson, did not set up the YouTube account and then also graciously grant me access to it, would I not have a place to post our episodes for people to watch and listen along for free? And I declare this something or other.
A podcast of the people, for the people, and by the people.
And by the people. And they won't remember that we are on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and all the other places you get the podcasts, but they will remember that we used to cover comic books, and they'll remember that till the day they die. They'll remember what we did in these rooms.
Yes.
In our respective houses over these many years.
That's right. Now, all the different houses.
I think about that actually sometimes. I'll reminisce. Like, I remember, like, literally doing the first episode with you guys, and I was in my roommate's closet. It wasn't a closet, but it was like a spare room, almost like you have right now. But I like didn't even have a place to do it, and I like had some janky microphone that I used for a long time, and then I remember that first day.
No, I do. I was in my apartment as well. I had a one bedroom, just me all by myself. I lived there by myself, and it's crazy that it was that long ago. But and I lived in another apartment with someone. Now I own a home with that person. So yeah, oh, changes, changes. But thanks. Thanks for listening. And yeah, go back and listen to all those years worth. Well, you don't have
but
to.
But I think we should explore the idea of doing more Curbcast even after season 12 is over, because there's plenty of stuff out there that we have not covered.
It's true. It's true.
And there's even other, like, just Larry David things. I was thinking about that movie Clear History today, if you saw that.
Yeah, I have not seen.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that might be a good one for, not for make John watch, but we could do it for this show, because it's basically a Curb movie. But
that sounds good.
He doesn't play himself, and John Hamm's in it, and it's really funny.
Oh, very good. Nice. Yeah. We should do that.
Continue the Curbcast even after our finale, unless something really wild happens in our podcast finale, which we'll have to wait and see.
Maybe. We'll have to wait and see. Maybe in 20 years, maybe 20,
maybe
25
we won't
years,
want to do it.
People will be like, boy, remember that finale? Remember that Curbcast finale?
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. We will talk to you later. See you at the club.
See you at the club.